The Lord will not be slack. This comes from the Torah portion. Oh, it's so wonderful. From Deuteronomy chapters 1 through 7, which have the law, the Ten Commandments, and the statutes and judgments, and Moses' instruction, how to keep covenant with God. What does he require? Now, I want you to listen carefully. It's very exciting. I'm very excited. Okay. What does the Lord require? We'll start at verse 8. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which the Lord brought you out with a mighty... Okay, so... But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath, that's correct, which he had sworn to your fathers, has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. And repays, this is the key verse, and repays them that hate him to their face. Yesterday, let me finish and then I'll tell you what happened. To destroy them. He will not be slack to them that hates him. He will repay him to his face. Did you get that? God's going to get in their face, right? And he's going to destroy them, his enemies, those that hate him, and a broken covenant. So yesterday, I just started laughing. I was like, Lord, how come I'm laughing? And he said in Psalm 2, daughter, all these evil, wicked men who think they have the new world order and they're going to take over control and they're calling the shots. He says, I laugh at them and I hold them in derision. In other words, derision is a form of contemptible confusion, I guess. That's how I view it. And he's going to make them their footstool because his wrath is about ready to break out against them. The absolute arrogance of them. They hate him. And they hate him. And they're showing it by the persecution of those he loves. His people. The Jews. The Christians. Especially the Orthodox Jews. I mean, I don't know about all the Jews. As we'll see a little bit later as this unfolds. He loves them because his mercy... And because he's God, but they don't, you know, but concerning the gospel, well, they're the enemies of God. But he still loves them because he knows the end from the beginning. We must trust in him. Whew. You shall therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgment which I command you this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God shall keep to you the covenant and his mercy which he swore to your fathers. In Revelation 12 it says, those who overcame the dragon, Satan, which was Pharaoh's army, we're talking deliverance from, you know, the snake worshippers, Leviathan, the dragon worshippers, however, whatever, in Revelation 12, those who overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death. And then a few verses down later, I'm taking this from memory, it says that the dragon was cast out of heaven and he pursued the woman into the wilderness. She was given two wings like a great eagle. And he, meaning that old dragon, Satan, went to make war with her children, and here, who are the children of the woman. Those who keep the commandments of God and faith in Yeshua, those are the ones. Praise God. All right. And what happened? The earth helped the woman. That's such a cryptic verse. I have a couple of takes on that, but anyway, that's later. Let's go back to Deuteronomy, chapter 7. Verse 13, and he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land and your corn and your wine and your oil and the increase of your cattle and the flocks of your sheep in the land which he swore to your fathers to give to you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and I will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you know upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. Oh, monkey pox, oh, COVID-19, etc., etc. And you shall consume all the people which the Lord your God shall deliver you. Your eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. And you shall say in your heart, these nations are more than I. How can I dispossess them? You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall well remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to Egypt, all of Egypt. The great temptations which your eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm whereby the Lord your God brought you out, so shall the Lord your God do to all the people of whom you are afraid. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them until they that are left and hide themselves from you be destroyed, and you shall not be frightened at them, for the Lord your God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. And the Lord your God will put out those nations before you by little and little. You may not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the fields increase upon you. But the Lord your God shall deliver them to you and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings into your hands, and you shall destroy their name from under heaven. And no man shall be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. The graven images of their gods shall be burned with fire, and you shall not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for you, lest you be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God. Neither shall you bring an abomination in your house, lest you be cursed thing. Like you shall be utterly detested, and you shall utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. And that is an awesome word. The Lord is the Lord. He changes not. I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord, I change not. Now Joshua went in and said, be strong, Joshua, be strong, be strong. Be strong. I'm going to go look at Joshua's Yeshua. Another name. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. And every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon that you have, I have given to you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river of the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast. And there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, as I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swore to your fathers to give them. Only be you strong and very courageous. that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage, but be not afraid, neither be you dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. So that's wonderful. Okay, there's more. There's always more. But that is really, this is what the Lord is doing. He's calling the people out of Egyptian Babylon. He's calling the people unto himself, his people. All of Israel shall be saved. And those who hate the Lord, God's going to get in their face and he's going to destroy them. And it doesn't matter how little you are, as long as you keep covenant with God. Keep covenant. Do not break the covenant. The Ten Commandments, do not break them in Yeshua's name. God bless you and thank you for listening. Jesus loves us and he hates the wicked every day. Make no mistake. And he's not a sloppy agape God. He definitely has borders, as my little Dutch friend says. Has borders. I have borders. We have boundaries. We have definition and distinction. Be strong and of good courage, for the Lord your God is with you. And he's able to do immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine. According to his great power that resides in you, is the very power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Love you, beloved.